Hello. Ooh. Good afternoon. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show.
Yeah, it is the midday show.
It is midday. The Sunday midday show. I'm so muscle memory on this thing. Thanks for being with us. We're live at Murph's Cobb Galleria as the All-Star Weekend has begun. I know the Braves have their final game of the first half of the season starting in about an hour from right now, but we'll be here from now until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Come by and see us. We're at Murph's. Dale Murphy's actually here right now, which is really cool if you want to come by and get an autograph. And we'll be hanging out, man. Good afternoon to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog, it is a beautiful Sunday out here in Cobb County. Like you said, Murphy's here. He's over to sign autographs, and the place is packed. So if you're in the area, come by and see us as we are getting ready for All-Star Week festivities. We'll be here today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. So, but we'll be at our regular time on Tuesday.
Yeah.
On Monday and Tuesday, because I was so thrown off all morning.
I know,
dude.
Me too.
Just thrown off. Like, I got to work, right?
Right, because you know you have a show.
Yeah.
But the normal, like, morning rhythm. And then also, you know, like, during the week, at least in my case, I take them somewhere and they leave.
Yes.
You know, I take them and I come back home.
Yes.
And I have a little bit of time.
Yes.
Not today.
No.
I kept trying to look at my phone and be like, what happened in sports?
Yeah.
And my Lily would be like, Daddy, stop looking at your phone.
Yeah, man.
Phones are boring, which I guess I've conditioned her to say.
Well, that is good.
Great,
that is good.
Great. I'm brainwashing her against phones.
Yes.
But, yeah, no, it was a funny it's funny getting ready for a show at a different time on a different day, but should be fun. There's a lot to talk about. And a lot of, again, like you said, it's packed down here and everyone's fired up for the All-Star game.
Yeah, man. And rhythm was off. We had some friends come in town, so we stayed out a little late last night and everything. But at the same time, waking up, I got my goddaughter and Sebastian at the same age running around, you know, and then the dog. Like, can we play with the dog? I'm like, okay, fine. And so I got to go. And so I got morning duty with the kids. And then I'm not to call my brother-in-law. He's upstairs asleep. He has afternoon duty with the kid because my wife and his wife are out right now. And since they're doing some stuff with her coworkers, so I was like, okay. Daddy got early morning duties. I got hung over a little bit, you know. But, hey, it is what it is.
The best thing about being at Murph's is they sell the hair of the dog.
Wake it up.
Yeah, you wake it right
wake
up.
Wake it up.
You wake it right up here in the afternoon. And so you're good.
I mean, man.
A Stella Artois.
I know, Doug. And they gave me a nice fancy glass,
they gave
too.
Gave you a chalice.
I just like saying Artois.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
But, yeah, like you said, it's going to be a fun weekend. It's going to be a fun show, man. I think we're going to have guests coming in periodically.
Right, that's
don't know
plan.
When.
That's
the plan. But, yeah, we're sitting here getting ready. Good that the Braves have an afternoon game. So we get a chance to watch the game because they've won two in a row, Bunk.
They're going for a sweep.
They won two in a row, Bunk.
They're going for a sweep of the Cardinals. And, I mean, you know, let's stretch it out even further. They've won three out of four, Randy.
I know.
They've won three out of four.
Look at these
guys. If they win today, they go into the All-Star break four out of five and sweeping. It's always, you know, the Cardinals aren't the best team in baseball, but whatever. We're not nitpicking anything as far as wins go right now. You go into the All-Star break on a sweep, I don't know. Like, I know last week we spent a lot of time kind of talking about what a frustrating year it's been and, you know, just doing some of the math and being honest about how hard it's going to be to get back into competition, even in a best-case scenario in the second half. You can't help but be optimistic no matter what. Like, if you're built that – I know you and I are both kind of wired that way. It's like, I don't know. You win three in a row going into the break. Maybe moving Ronnie to the three spot was the secret.
Okay,
that was the trick.
Now, I got a question for you. What was your initial thoughts?
I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, me too.
I said they're willing to try anything right now.
But tell me this, because I mean, you can put him anywhere. First time up, he hits a damn home run.
Home run in the first inning.
Didn't he bat third before?
A couple years ago. Oh,
they were kept. Okay.
Remember, that was a debate.
You remember that? Because I'm trying to. Because when I saw that, I was like, and I saw people talking about first time ever. I was like, no, Ronnie bat third before.
Not the first time ever.
Yeah.
I just remember they did it, and he didn't
like it.
He didn't bat well. He didn't like it.
Yeah,
he was honest about, no, I prefer batting leadoff.
And right.
I think that's where I'm at my best. I bet Abe probably. Do you know the last time that he batted third?
It was that one season. That season when they started the season.
It was like 21.
Yes.
Or 20.
You remember
that?
Because they wanted to. It was right after his first year or something like that.
It might have been coming off that year where Ender and Ciarte had a bunch of hits. And I don't remember what
it was. I can't remember. Yeah.
All I remember is it didn't last that long. It didn't go very well.
Right.
And he preferred to bat leadoff.
Right.
And even still, like, there would be conversations about whether or not you're going to move him to third eventually as he gets older, and maybe is less of a speed threat and more of a power threat. I don't know.
Right.
But I saw it yesterday, and I was like, oh, good for them.
Yeah.
Like, there's not that much more that they can try.
Right.
You know, there's not that much more crap that they can throw at the wall. The lineup construction kind of is what it is when no one's doing their job on the back end of it. And I saw that yesterday, and I was like, all right, good. Like, you know, Snit's going down swinging, basically.
Yes.
And then he hit a home run in the first inning.
Yes.
Now, it basically was a leadoff home run because the guys in front of him got out.
Right.
I was like, if nobody's on base when he's batting first or third or
he
whatever,
might as well just bat first.
It's still just a solo home run.
Right.
But, he's comfortable no matter where you put him.
Yeah, man, he's a baller, man. And obviously the lineup came out today, and he's back in the three-hole.
So
far is leading off today. Like you said, they try to get a sweep of the Cardinals, man, and try to come home with some good – what's my man Bo, who's here right now, Bo Johnson, some good gree-gree.
Bo Johnson is here.
Yeah, some good –
he snuck in. I didn't see him.
Some good gree-gree, as he would like to say. And, you know, I'm not saying this the turning point or anything like that, because they got a week off.
Yeah.
You know, when they got there after the day. And so –
but here's the nice part of it, right? Like, you go into the All-Star break if you win – you know, you win 4 out of 5, mm-hmm, on a sweep. Then you don't have to play for almost a week,
okay,
right, until next Friday.
Right.
And Acuña and Olsen are going to be a part of it. I know they flip-flopped in the home run derby.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
But I don't know. You can kind of lie to yourself easier for the week. that's really all I'm trying to do right now is lie to myself about it. Because I still think, obviously it's still a long shot to make anything of this year with how many struggles they've had.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Nacho Alvarez got a couple hits yesterday.
Yeah, man. He got the ugliest stank in his number.
What did they give him? I didn't even see.
They're like 76 or something. Just stank.
Oh, dog, they got him a spring training.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuña is batting third for the Braves today. It's the first time he started a game at any other spot than leadoff since May 9th, 2019.
That's what I said. Okay. So. But
67.
But I mean, when we talk about all the crap, then your starting third baseman goes down while we're down. You see that, like, what?
And like middle of the game Friday night.
Yeah, I'm like, where's Austin Riley at?
Why'd they bring him out of the game?
Because the greatest thing ever was the first time the ball hit to third base after Austin Riley was gone, he threw it over Matt Olson's head.
Yeah.
Matt Olson's 6'7".
Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah, Matt Olson's 6'7", with long arms.
Yeah.
And he sailed it over his damn head.
And it was just one of those things where it's like, it's just Murphy's Law, right? I guess we're at Murphy's Law. What can go wrong will go wrong.
Yeah, man.
And everything has. Even Austin Riley. Now, it's only 10-day, you know.
Right.
They've waited with all these guys, like the pitchers that have gotten hurt. They've waited and then put them on the 15-day and then moved them to the 60-day. 10-day, it's a lower abdominal strain, right? I would assume probably doing something swinging.
Yeah.
So hopefully the All-Star break will be all he needs.
Yeah.
And then he can come back. And then, I don't know, like, again, as you kind of lie to yourself and try to talk yourself into stuff, maybe Nacho plays good today.
Nacho!
And then maybe you let him play shortstop in the second half.
Maybe. It was funny because we were joking kind of not about bringing these guys up. Like, if he's going to stink with these guys.
Right, exactly.
You know? I mean, just let him get him up here and get some experience. And he's up here. You know, I saw after the game they were talking to him and everything. Like, he got the call like 4 in the morning or something like that and had to get to St. Louis and start a game.
I didn't even know he was playing until I turned the game on yesterday. And I was like, oh, Alvarez. Oh, Nacho Alvarez.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You're right. They did give him a raggedy spring training number.
Yeah, man. He out there looking stank and everything. But, yeah.
I feel like if you're giving me 67 – you might as well just give me 69.
Might as well, you know? Dude, because everybody likes 69.
Let me get a chuckle.
Yeah,
you know? Get out there and make the juvenile delinquents laugh.
Because we will.
Yeah.
Because we will, because we don't know no better, man. But, yeah, I mean, it's like you said, I'm not going to – the optimistic part is like I can't do it. But I can do the glad they won part.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I can't go all the way where, man, there it is right there, because they found something. Ronald Acuña has 3 holes.
No, I know.
It's going to turn the whole season around.
I've
not
got so
go
much
there.
Respect for your ability.
I'm not going to go there.
You're very you're like the snit of the show.
Yes.
Not too high, not too low. Because, like, earlier in the week when it was like, it's over, you're like, we can't do that. It's
right.
Too early for that. And I was like, no, it isn't. You're like, no, I mean, you know, but there's a lot of games left.
Right.
Like, that's true.
Right.
And now I'm like, who knows? Maybe Ronnie's batting third and Nacho Alvarez. And who do we got? Davis Daniel.
Davis Daniel's on it. Who the hell is he?
He's got a 0.00 ERA.
Somebody
I think
put
he's only pitched in one game this year, but that's fine.
Somebody put up the Conor McGregor. Who the hell is this guy? Who the hell is this dude, man?
Yeah.
But they're doing what they have to do. Dude, that's where we are right now, especially when we talk about the pitching, because, damn it, didn't Bummer start a couple weeks ago, and he was outstanding until he wasn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly the same thing he was yesterday.
Same thing yesterday. He was outstanding until he wasn't.
Yeah. I think they got to pull the plug a little sooner.
Yeah. But the great thing about it was, Andy, they won a clutch game.
Two games in a row.
Yes, two games in a row. Shocking. Sean Murphy's just been outstanding. And then old Raffy. Oh, Raffy came in that thing and just shut everything down, get his point to the air, and you don't want two in a row out there in St. Louis. So I'm going to look at that. I'm happy that they did win because it's always good to win. But the optimism of that, they're turning around. I'm interested to see how long this Ronald Acuna thing goes.
I agree.
You know, I wanted to see that because, you know, me being around you and Grant and y'all guys as long as I have been, you know, just learning the ins and outs of the batting order and why certain people bat where, I've always been told that Ronald Acuna is going to eventually be the third hitter because that's where Freddie was all. Right. You're going to put him right there. But he's just such a great leadoff hitter.
Right.
And he wants to be there. So I'm interested to see how long this goes. And if this – I ain't going to say permanent, but, you know, would it be one of those things where, like, you would – switch it after the All-Star break.
Yeah, I don't know. You know? I mean, look, if they win today, he's batting third the first game after the All-Star break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever works. And that's the funny thing about baseball. So I always talk about the nonsense of, like, I don't know, somebody hit a cooler or somebody get a rally monkey or somebody do something. Oh, wow. And then whatever, you trick yourself into thinking that it works. Like, if moving Ronald Acuna to the three-hole is the thing that tricks everybody's minds into thinking they've found it.
Peg it.
Fine. Whatever. I don't care what it is. You just have to find it and then convince yourself that that's the thing. He batted third one game and they won. So that's
and he hit a home run.
And he hit a home run.
And he hit a home run.
They had a couple runs score. This is kind of where we're at in this season, grasping at straws and all that. I was interested to see that him and Matt Olson swap spots in the home run derby. I guess that's sort of a staying cautious with his
back
thing after.
I'm assuming.
He's hit three home runs since he came back from that in three games, so I think he's okay.
Yeah.
But it's nice that you could just slot in another hometown guy.
I'm curious how he does because of how long his, you know, his swing is.
Right.
You know, because
if he gets in a groove, though.
Like, I mean,
he's got some of the easiest power in baseball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, the chop house is going to be full.
That's right.
Because that's where he goes, you know. But, I was good when replacing him with another Brave, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know that a lot of us wanted to see, you know, obviously Ronnie starting the game and Matt's there. But we wanted to see some representation. When we were all kind of excited when we found out he was going to be in the home run derby. Before he even got the nod to start, he was going to be in the home run derby.
Right.
And so, you know, having Matt there, somebody to root on and things like that. But, yeah, I was curious because you're like, okay, he's going to – because when he dropped out, I thought he wasn't going to be playing at all.
Yeah, me too.
Know, but it seems like he's going to play in the game just like you said, three home runs since.
What do you do? Do you bat him leadoff or third in the All-Star
Who's
the
All-Star game coach? Manager?
Probably Dave Roberts.
Okay. Dave is? Dave would bat him leadoff.
Yeah. Just a mess.
Does he bat him or does he bat Shohei at leadoff?
Ooh. Now, Snit's in there, too.
Okay.
So, Snit's going to have some say as well. I don't know.
Very interesting.
You probably want him
coming up. I want him to lead off.
I want him coming up first.
Inning.
And I guess they'd be bottom of the first inning because they're the home team. But, yeah, then he can get all the love that he deserves from the home fans and all that stuff.
He needs to lead off.
Yeah, I agree. I hope he leads off in the game. Matt Olson just is such a, like, a classic home run derbies of our youth.
Yes.
Like home run
big
derby
boppers,
guy.
Big boppers. When there wasn't no timer or nothing like that.
It's just the majestic, the ball's going to go as high as it does far kind of home run and all that stuff. I don't know. It sucks that Acuna's not in it, but it's the best case scenario that Olson could replace him. All right. We're going to get a break here. We're broadcasting live from Murph's, Cobb Galleria, All-Star Village. If you're coming down to hang out and celebrate any of the festivities, me and Randy are going to be here at Murph's until 4 o'clock.
The whole damn midday show's here.
Yeah, everyone's
here. Abe's here. Bo's over there.
Abe's show's over. Did they tell him he could leave? Or?
He ain't got nothing to do, man.
He's going to eat. He's going to eat.
With his peach on.
Actually, you know what? Of all the things I like watching Abe do besides radio, he's going to have some wings.
And he's going to – that's why I always have – he will always have my respect.
Abe eats a wing like a piranha. Like that bone is going to be spotless. Anyway, we'll be here till 4 o'clock. We'll come back and I tell you what's trending.
Wanna, 4 o'clock? I thought we were at 3.
No, 4. We can – no, we don't want to do that. 4, yeah, we'll be here till 4. No replays. We don't want to do that. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.